Essential Guide, All You Need to Know About Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a city like no other. It is a place where history and spirituality converge, creating a sense of awe and wonders that is palpable from the moment you arrive. This ancient city has been the center of Jewish life and tradition for thousands of years, and its streets and landmarks are filled with stories and legends that have been passed down through the generations. Whether you're wandering through the old city's narrow alleyways, gazing up at the Western Wall, or exploring the vibrant markets, there is something truly magical about Jerusalem. At the Israeli center of Judaica, we are inspired by the city's beauty and heritage. We strive to create authentic Judaica and Jewish art that captures the essence of Jerusalem's unique spirit. Why is Jerusalem a holy city? Jerusalem is considered a holy city by three of the world's major religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. For Jews, Jerusalem is the site of the Temple Mount, which is where the first and second temple stood and is considered the holiest site in Judaism. For Christians, Jerusalem is where Jesus was crucified, buried, and resurrected, making it one of the most important pilgrimage sites in Christianity. For Muslims, Jerusalem is home to the Dome of the Rock, which is where the Prophet Muhammad is believed to have ascended to heaven. Additionally, Jerusalem is mentioned numerous times in the holy scriptures of all three religions, further emphasizing its significance as a holy city. The rich history and spiritual importance of Jerusalem continue to draw millions of visitors and pilgrims from around the world each year. Who lived in Israel first? The land of Israel has a complex history, and various groups have inhabited the region over thousands of years. Archaeological evidence suggests that Homo erectus, an early human species, lived in the area now known as Israel around 1.5 million years ago. However, the first recorded inhabitants of the region were the Canaanites, who settled there around 3000 BCE. The Israelites, who are also known as the Jews, arrived in the region around 1800 BCE and established a kingdom there in the 11th century BCE. Throughout history, Israel has been ruled by various empires, including the Assyrians, Babylonians, Persians, Greeks, and Romans. The region was also occupied by Arab Muslims in the 7th century CE and was subsequently ruled by various Muslim empires. Who controls Israel? The State of Israel is a sovereign country in the Middle East that gained independence from Britain in 1948. The government of Israel is a parliamentary democracy with a president as the head of state and a prime minister as the head of government. Israel is also home to a diverse population, including Jewish, Arab, Christian, and other minority groups, who have representation in the country's government and political system. The Israeli government has control over the majority of the country's territory, including Jerusalem, although there are ongoing disputes with the Palestinian Authority over the status of the West Bank and Gaza Strip. History of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is one of the oldest cities in the world, with a history that stretches back over 3,000 years. It has been the center of Jewish life and tradition since the reign of King David, who made it the capital of the Jewish kingdom. Over the centuries, Jerusalem has been conquered and ruled by many different empires and civilizations, including the Babylonians, Persians, Greeks, Romans, and Ottomans. Each of these conquerors has left their mark on the city, from the ancient walls that surround the old city to the Dome of the Rock, a Muslim shrine built on the site of the Jewish temple. Jerusalem has also been the site of many significant events in Jewish, Christian, and Muslim history, including the construction of the first and second temples, the birth and crucifixion of Jesus, and the Prophet Muhammad's ascent to heaven. Today, Jerusalem remains a center of spirituality and pilgrimage, attracting millions of visitors from around the world every year. When was Jerusalem destroyed? Jerusalem was destroyed twice in its history. The first time was in 586 BCE when the Babylonians conquered the city and destroyed the first temple. The second time was in 70 CE when the Romans destroyed the city and the second temple, which was the most important religious site in Judaism. This event, known as the Siege of Jerusalem, marked the end of Jewish sovereignty over Jerusalem for nearly 2,000 years. Who built the first temple in Jerusalem? According to Jewish tradition, The first temple in Jerusalem was built by King Solomon, the son of King David. It was constructed in the 10th century BCE and was considered the most important religious site in Judaism. What did Jesus do in Jerusalem? Jerusalem holds significant religious importance for Christians, as it is believed to be the city where Jesus Christ spent the last days of his life. According to the New Testament of the Bible, Jesus entered Jerusalem on a donkey on what is now known as Palm Sunday, and he spent time teaching in the city's temple. Jesus shared the Last Supper with his disciples in the upper room, where he instituted the Eucharist. Jesus' arrest and trial took place in Jerusalem, and he was ultimately sentenced to death by crucifixion outside the city walls at a site known as Golgotha or Calvary. Christians also believe that Jesus rose from the dead 3 days after his crucifixion and was seen by his disciples in Jerusalem before ascending to heaven. Because of these events, Jerusalem remains an important destination for Christian pilgrims, who visit the city to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and to visit the many holy sites associated with his life and death. Religious sites in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is home to some of the most important religious sites in the world. The Western Wall. One of the most significant landmarks in Jerusalem is the Western Wall, also known as the Wailing Wall or Kotel in Hebrew. This ancient wall is a remnant of the Jewish temple, destroyed by the Romans in 70 CE. For centuries, Jews have gathered at the Western Wall to pray and leave written prayers in its crevices. The Western Wall is also a popular subject for Jewish art, and many artists have created beautiful paintings and other works inspired by its beauty and significance. At the Israeli Center of Judaica, we offer a variety of Western Wall paintings by renowned Jewish artists, each capturing the unique spirit and history of this sacred site. Our collection includes traditional and modern interpretations, allowing you to find the perfect piece of Jewish art to enhance your home or office. Church of the Holy Sepulchre. One of the most important sites for Christians is the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, where Jesus is believed to have been crucified and buried. The church is located in the Christian quarter of the Old City and is visited by thousands of Christian pilgrims each year. The Dome of the Rock. One of the reasons why Jerusalem is important to Muslims is the Dome of the Rock, which is believed to be the spot from which the Prophet Muhammad ascended to heaven. Located on the Temple Mount, this iconic golden dome structure is one of the most revered sites in Islam. Muslims believe that the Prophet Muhammad was taken on a miraculous night journey from Mecca to Jerusalem, where he ascended to heaven and was granted a glimpse of paradise and hell. The Dome of the Rock was built on the site where the Prophet is believed to have ascended to heaven, making it a site of immense spiritual and religious significance for Muslims around the world. For centuries, Muslims have come from far and wide to pray at this holy site, which remains a symbol of their faith and devotion to Allah. How to get the most out of Jerusalem? When it comes to getting the most out of your visit to Jerusalem, there are a few things to keep in mind. First, consider taking a guided tour to fully immerse yourself in the city's history and culture. A knowledgeable guide can provide insight and context that may need to be noticed. Consider picking up some personalized name jewelry or gifts to commemorate your trip. In Jerusalem, you can find unique and meaningful items like Jerusalem jewelry and Kiddush fountains that make great souvenirs or gifts for loved ones. These items will not only serve as a reminder of your trip but also help support local artisans and businesses. Discover the four must-see tourist attractions in Jerusalem. If you're planning a trip to Jerusalem, you'll want to ensure you don't miss out on the top tourist attractions this beautiful city offers. The Western Wall and Temple Mount. The Western Wall, also known as the Wailing Wall, is one of the holiest Jewish sites and one of Israel's most important religious sites. The Dome of the Rock. At Temple Mount, you can find one of the oldest surviving works of Islamic architecture, the Dome of the Rock. In 691 CE, Caliph Abd al-Malik constructed this stunning gold-plated dome. Garden Tomb. Those looking for a more spiritual experience while in Jerusalem should visit Garden Tomb, where many Christians believe Jesus was buried and resurrected from death. The tomb dates back to Roman times and has been a place for Christian pilgrims since 1894. Visitors can explore this peaceful spot with its lush gardens and tranquil atmosphere. Yad Vashem Holocaust Museum. Yad Vashem Holocaust Museum offers visitors an opportunity to learn about one of history's darkest chapters, the Nazi genocide against Jews during World War II. The museum contains numerous artifacts from this period and interactive exhibits that provide a deeper understanding of what happened. The best foods to try in the city. Jerusalem is a city steeped in history, culture, and flavor. This vibrant city has many delicious foods, from traditional street food to classic dishes. And you can enjoy food according to events like Hanukkah, Passover, etc. Jerusalem artichoke. Jerusalem artichoke, also known as sunchoke, is a root vegetable that is native to North America but has been cultivated in Jerusalem for centuries. It has a unique and delicate flavor that is reminiscent of artichokes, with a slightly nutty undertone. If you're interested in trying this delicious and versatile vegetable, here's what you need to know about how to cook and where to buy Jerusalem artichoke. How to cook Jerusalem artichoke. Jerusalem artichoke can be cooked in a variety of ways, depending on your preference. One popular method is to roast them with olive oil and seasonings, which brings out their natural sweetness and nuttiness. You can also boil or steam them, which will result in a softer and creamier texture. Jerusalem artichokes can also be mashed, fried, or even pickled for a unique and flavorful addition to salads and sandwiches. Where to buy Jerusalem artichoke? Jerusalem artichoke can be found in most grocery stores and specialty food markets, especially during the fall and winter months when it's in season. You can also find it at farmers' markets, where you can often get it fresh from the source. When buying Jerusalem artichoke, look for firm, smooth, and unblemished tubers, as they will be the freshest and most flavorful. Keep in mind that Jerusalem artichoke is also available in various forms, including canned, frozen, and dried, which can be more convenient for cooking and storage. Hummus. Hummus is one of the most popular dishes in Israel, originating in Jerusalem. This creamy chickpea spread is usually served with warm pita bread and topped with olive oil, tahini, and other spices. It can also be served as a side dish or dip for vegetables. Falafel. Falafel is an Israeli staple that originated in Jerusalem centuries ago. These deep-fried balls of chickpeas are usually served as part of a sandwich or wrapped with hummus and vegetables. They can also be served as appetizers or sides for other dishes like shawarma or kebabs. Kanafeh. Kanafeh is one of the most beloved desserts in Israel and hails from Jerusalem. This pastry dish consists of sweet cheese sandwiched between layers of crispy phyllo dough, which is then drenched in fragrant syrup. It's usually served warm but can also be enjoyed cold if you prefer something lighter. Three surprising facts about Jerusalem. Here are three more surprising facts about this fascinating city that you may not have known. Jerusalem has been destroyed and rebuilt more than once. In fact, the city has been destroyed at least twice and has been attacked and besieged many times throughout history. The walls that surround the old city of Jerusalem were built by Suleiman the Magnificent in the 16th century. However, parts of the walls date back to the Roman era. The Western Wall, also known as the Wailing Wall, is considered the holiest site in Judaism. The wall is part of the retaining wall that surrounded the Second Temple and is believed to be the closest point to the Holy of Holies, the holiest place in the temple. The Western Wall is also home to some of the most important Jewish prayers and traditions. Final words. In conclusion, Jerusalem is a city that truly has something for everyone. Whether you are a history buff, a religious pilgrim, or a curious traveler, there is no shortage of things to do and see. From exploring the ancient ruins to wandering through the bustling markets, the city is full of surprises and wonders waiting to be discovered. And for those who want to bring a piece of Jerusalem home with them, the Israeli Center of Judaica offers a wide selection of unique and meaningful gifts and souvenirs. So don't hesitate to visit our website and explore our collection of bar mitzvah gifts, ancient Jewish art, and much more.